وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate you in rank. آمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال ربك للملائكة إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة قالوا وتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International. Inshallah, we will bring you the story of our father, the father of humanity, the first of the Anbiya in the chain of all the prophets, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Now, from amongst the prophets, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, the Quran makes mention of him. He's mentioned in different surahs in various ways, bearing in mind the admonition and advice which are to be learned from the stories pertaining to Adam alayhi salam and Iblis, etc. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when your Lord said to the angels, I am going to make a vicegerent in the earth. So the angel said, are you going to place in the earth one who makes mischief therein and sheds blood? While we continue proclaiming your praises and remember your pure self? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, surely, I know what you do not know. قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ The knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses everything. So the khilafat or the vicegerency of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, when Allah ta'ala willed to create Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, He informed the angel saying, I intend appointing my vicegerent on earth. He will be endowed with will and choice. And we will be able to do as he likes on my earth. He will have the power to undertake whatever he wants in order to fulfill his needs. He will, so to speak, be a manifestation of my will and my distinction. So the angels were astounded at hearing this and said, if the wisdom behind creating such a creation is for him to spend his night and day in your glorification and proclaiming your oneness and enchanting your sanctity and honor, then we are here to do all that. We are engaged in praising and extolling you all the time, and we carry out your orders without the slightest complaint. We perceive tribulation and corruption from this creation, which is to be created from soil. It may well be that he will spread corruption in the land and shed blood. O Allah, what is the wisdom behind this decision of yours? The first lesson which was taught in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's court was that the creation must not be hasty in matters relating to the Creator. So the creation should not present any doubts and misgivings without the Creator first laying out the facts. And that too, the creation must not do it in a manner which gives a whiff of his superiority and eminence. So the Creator of the universe is fully aware of the facts regarding which you have no knowledge whatsoever about. He has knowledge of everything which you do not know. So there remained the possibility of the angels thinking, okay, man can be created, but we should be given the task of rectifying him. So Allah Ta'ala wanted to prove to them that the rectification of humans can be undertaken by humans alone. This is because a muslih, a reformer, one who rectifies, has to have knowledge. And the special knowledge which is needed for this is beyond the capacity of angels. And this is portrayed in the following verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ فَقَالَ أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam alayhi salam the names of all things. He then placed them all before the angels and said, Tell me the names of these things if you are truthful. They said, Glory be to you. We do not know except what you have taught us. Surely you alone are the all-knowing and the wise. So after creating him, Adam alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala gave Adam alayhi salam the names of all things together with their special traits and effects of each thing. So in other words, he gave him the names and the special traits of all that was in existence in the land. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then presented them before the angels and said, Tell me the names of these things together with their special traits and effects, if you are truthful. So the angels replied, You are pure from the accusation of having taught these things to Adam and keeping them concealed from us. You neither concealed anything nor withheld it. Rather, it is we who only know what you teach us. In other words, we were given knowledge according to our capacity at the time when we were created. We did not have the capacity to understand anything beyond that. Undoubtedly, you are all knowing. All branches of knowledge are before you, and our knowledge and the knowledge of humans is fully known to you. You are all wise. You gave us knowledge and understanding according to what you felt suitable for us. Now, this is mentioned in this tafsir in Bayan al-Quran. Shaykh al-Hind, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad al-Hasan, Rahmatullah Ali, he writes under the words, surely you alone are the all-knowing, the wise, you know. So in respect to that, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam alayhi salam the name of every single thing together with its reality, its benefits and its harms. And this knowledge was instilled into his heart without the medium of words. This is because without this knowledge, vicegerency and governorship in the world is not possible. Thereafter, in order to inform the angels the wisdom of this, they were asked about the previously mentioned things. That is, if you are truthful in your claim of being capable of performing the functions of vicegerency, then give me the names and qualities of those things. However, they acknowledged their weakness and inability and fully understood that without such comprehensive knowledge, no one can fulfill the functions of being a Khalifa, a vicegerent of vicegerency in the world. So they realized that even if they acquired a small portion of that comprehensive knowledge, it would not be sufficient to enable them to be worthy of vicegerency. After realizing all this, they proclaimed, no one can reach your knowledge and wisdom. From this conversation, the angels personally witnessed their own inability. Allah Ta'ala now willed for Adam alayhi salam the power of possessing the special knowledge and his suitability for vicegerency must be made clear to the angels. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ يَا آدَمُ أَنْبِئْهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ فَلَمَّا أَنْبَأَهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَعْلَمُ مَا تُبْدُونَ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ He said, O Adam, tell the angels the names of those things. And when he told them their names, he said, Did I not tell you I have full knowledge of the concealed things of the heavens and the earth? And I know what you disclose and what you conceal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge of everything. When the angels clearly acknowledge their defective knowledge, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Adam alayhi salam, in order to remove any further misgivings on the part of the angels, O Adam, tell them the names of these things. So he told them the names. When he told them, and his full knowledge and their defective knowledge was made clear to the angels, and they got a reply to their doubt, Allah Ta'ala said to the angels for additional emphasis, Did I not tell you I have knowledge of all the unseen things of the heavens and earth? And so I also know that despite man's corruption and bloodshedding, he is eligible for vicegerency. I also have knowledge of what you disclose and what you had not been disclosing previously. Example, the angel said, We have no knowledge except what you taught us. And they said, You are the all-knowing, the wise. The change of theme in the words, Inni a'lamu ghayb as-samawati wal-ard. I have full knowledge of the concealed things of the heavens and the earth. Is actually a repetition of the theme which was expressed by the words, Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun. I know what you do not know. Furthermore, the words, Wa a'lamu ma tubduna wa ma kuntum taktumun. And I know what you disclose and what you conceal, are an affirmation of the statement of the angels, La ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. We do not know except what you have taught us. Surely you alone are the all-knowing, the wise. When Adam alayhi salam was questioned about all the things, he described them instantly to the angels, to the extent that they were all awestruck and greatly admired his comprehensive knowledge. Now, this is the explanation of the Shaykh al-Hind rahmatullah alayhi. Upon this, Allah Ta'ala said to the angels, Did we not tell you we have knowledge of all the concealed things in the heavens and the earth? And we also know what is concealed in your hearts. So this incident proves the superiority of knowledge over worship. The angels reach great heights in worship to the extent of being sinless. However, since they have less knowledge than man, the status of vicegerency was given to man. The angels also acknowledged it. And this is how it ought to be, because worship is the special trait of the creation and not an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So acquiring knowledge and worshipping comes from our side, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has the attribute, of controlling the universe and granting the knowledge to humanity. On the other hand, knowledge is the greatest attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is alim. He has knowledge of everything, what is concealed, what is hidden, what is manifest. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. Whatever is in front of them, whatever is behind them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge of everything. So therefore, the one with this attribute was worthy of vicegerency. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave ilm to humanity also. To a certain degree. This is because it is necessary for the vicegerent to possess the excellence of the one whom he represents. When Adam alayhi salam's superiority in special knowledge was established, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed him to be conferred with honor so that his merits may be demonstrated visibly. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ Aba was takbara wa kana min al kafirin. When we ordered the angels to prostrate to Adam alayhi salam, they all fell down into prostration except Iblis. He did not obey and displayed arrogance, and he was from the unbelievers. So arrogance is something that is despised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Hakimul Ummah, Hazrat Mulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, comments on the above verse and he says, the fatwa of kufr was issued against him because he acted proudly against Allah's commands, felt it below his dignity to accept the command of Allah, and he considered the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be unwise and imprudent. It is stated in another verse that he said, I am better than him, so because my origin is from fire, while his origin is from soil, and it is inappropriate for someone who is superior to honor someone who is inferior. So inshallah, Aziz, in our next discussion, we'll go on from this particular point where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the angels, Usjudu li Adam, fasajadu illa Iblis, make sijda to Adam alayhi salam. All of them bowed down in prostration, made sijda, illa Iblis, except Iblis. And we learned that the cause of him, and the reason for him not prostrating was arrogance and pride. And we'll take it on from there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us his obedient servants and save us from arrogance and pride. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.